It's time for Rhema for Today.
Then I'll tell you something else. Now, I laid hands on people, and I saw them healed. I mean, not publicly, but privately. I'd preach it publicly now. And I'd see them get healed. But as a result of praying with other tongues, I found out that the Spirit would prepare me for things that were to come. Now, did you notice this, that he said here, he that speaketh unknown tongues speaketh not unto men, but unto God? And as we point out to you, the word unknown is italicized. He just said, he that speaketh in a tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. Howbeit in the Spirit, he speaketh mysteries, or he speaks divine secrets. And that he said, he that speaketh unknown tongue edifies himself, he builds himself up.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin wraps up his teaching, the Holy Spirit series, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
Mr. Cox, then he got it, see. He saw it ahead, anybody told him, because he had told us. He said, he just led him on then and said, oh, sure enough. He said, what is it? Well, he said, I don't know what it is. But said, I'll tell you, said, when he preaches now, he said, you can feel it. Well, there's a feeling that I wasn't. He said, when he talks now, he said, he's got a power that he used to didn't have. Well, Mr. Cox said, I said, well, I always thought our little preacher was a pretty powerful preacher. Oh, Mr. Curry said, I always enjoyed it, but said, I'll tell you, said, when he preaches now, said, it hits you. Said, it's got a punch to it. It's got a power to it. His words have got an authority behind them. And then I had to start repenting and said, dear God, see, I had it all the time, me doubting it. You see what I mean? This wasn't just given for my individual benefit. My same congregation could tell that something happened to me. Then I noticed it. I'll tell you, and I did this before I ever said anything about it publicly. I noticed then in my own individual life, things, tests, trials, temptations that I came up against, that it just took about all I had to make it through, and I just barely squeaked through some of them. But since receiving the Holy Ghost and even doubting it, when I came up against the same thing, I found and added something there. And I said, dear Lord, I had this idea in my mind about power somewhere or another, that it was something you could physically feel. And I thought, you know, that I'd feel just like maybe I'm about to blow up, you know, like a ton of dynamite. You know? And because I just didn't feel that way physically, and you may never feel that way physically, are you listening to me? Amen. Yet I said, you said out of your innermost being as your flow rivers of living water, and this is flowing out to others, and my congregation tell the difference, and they got to talking about it, and I said, well, I'll tell you what it is now. And bless God, it made such an impression on them that they practically all came in. And we turned that church into a full gospel church. Praise God, the building and the land belonged to this Mr. Cox's brother. This is Mr. R.O. Cox. I stayed home. J.W. Cox owned this. He owned hundreds of acres of land. And he owned this building all, and he deeded the building and everything, lock, stock, and barrel, to the General Council of the Assemblies of God. Praise God. And we turned the whole thing went Pentecostal, the Assembly of God, and we never lost a family. Everybody kept coming. In fact, it got bigger after I left than it was while I was there. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. And you know, the one thing was, one of the things that made the difference was, here I am sort of doubting, and they can see it. Man, what's happened? Something's happened to our preacher. He's got power. Well, what's his secret? I want it, whatever it is. Well, I said, all I know, I got filled with the Holy Ghost, started talking in tongues. You get it when you talk with tongues. Praise God, I didn't have it till then. They heard me preach for 2 years and hadn't seen I had it. Are you listening to me? Then I'll tell you something else. Now, I laid hands on people. And I saw them healed. I mean, not publicly, but privately. I'd preach it publicly now. And I'd see them get healed. But as a result of praying with other tongues, I found out that the Spirit would prepare me for things that were to come. Now, did you notice this, that he said here, he that speaketh unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God? And as we pointed out to you, the word unknown is italicized. He just said he that speaketh in a tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. Howbeit in the spirit he speaketh mysteries, or he speaks divine secrets. And that he said he that speaketh unknown tongue edifies himself, he builds himself up. Now notice what Jude said. I want to get more than one witness. You turn over here to Jude, you know, just this little one chapter right here before the book of Revelation. Now notice the 20th verse of Jude. See, I'm talking about now after you're filled with the Holy Ghost, speak tongues. What are you going to do? Well, you're going to keep on speaking with tongues and praying. For that's praying in the Spirit. Now notice what he said here. The 20th verse of this first chapter, only one chapter of Jude. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Well, now, what does praying in the Holy Ghost mean? Well, we need to get other scripture in the Bible together on the subject, don't we? I mean, one will help us understand the other, doesn't it? All right, notice what Paul said. Jude said, building up yourselves. Building up yourselves. All right, Paul said, 1 Corinthians 14:4, he that speaketh an unknown tongue edifies him. Edified means he builds himself up. He that speaketh an unknown tongue, it builds himself up. Builds himself up. He's saying then that by praying in the Holy Ghost, which according to the Bible, the New Testament means praying in an unknown tongue or in another tongue or in a tongue. By so doing, this is a means whereby you build yourself up spiritually. Is that correct? It's a means of spiritual edification then, isn't it? Isn't it? Well, now, we can be built up by reading the Bible, and we can be helped by praying even other ways, but yet this is one way that nothing else is going to take the place of. Is that correct? Has to be. Has to be. Now then let's notice something else while we're on the subject. Notice, come back here now to the book of Ephesians, please. Let's come back to the book of Ephesians now. And let's see something Paul said here. In Ephesians, the 6th chapter, and the 18th verse, to the church at Ephesus now. And what would apply to the church at Ephesus, and what he's saying to the church at Ephesus, belongs to the church in Oklahoma. You say, which church? Well, the whole church, the body of Christ. Praise God. Now, praying always, well, we believe in prayer, all right. Praying always, with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. And watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. All right. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit for all saints. Now, what does praying in the Spirit mean? Wouldn't you understand that to pray in the Spirit means to pray with the Spirit? Let's see what Paul said. I mean, after all, Paul wrote this letter. This don't interpret for Paul what he said himself. I mean, let's don't put our own interpretation on it, but let's let Paul define what he means about praying in the Spirit. This go back then, because Paul wrote the letter to the Ephesians. Paul wrote the letter to the Corinthians. Don't you think he's talking about the same thing? See what he said. Let's look at it again, second verse. In the 14th chapter, 1 Corinthians. For he that speaketh in a tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God, for no man understandeth him. Howbeit in the Spirit, he speaketh mysteries. In the Spirit, he speaketh mysteries. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit for all saints. If praying in the Spirit in the 14th chapter, 1 Corinthians, is praying with tongues, then praying in the Spirit in Ephesians 6:18 is praying with tongues. All right, let's see what it said in the 14th verse. For if I pray in a tongue, word unknown, italicized, my spirit prayeth. My spirit prayeth. But now, the Amplified Translation reads this way. My spirit, by the Holy Spirit within me prayeth. He said, that's the Holy Spirit within me helping my spirit to pray. My spirit, by the Holy Spirit within me, prayeth. Now notice, but my understanding is unfruitful. So if your spirit was praying in English, your mind would understand what you said. It wouldn't be unfruitful, would it? So it has to be tongues, because he said, for if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth. You see, we can pray not only in praying this way, do we build ourselves up spiritually, but he said also, by praying this way, we can pray for all saints. Well, you couldn't pray for all saints because you wouldn't know all of them in the natural, could you? Many times. Why, I could stand here all day and teach on this subject. When the night service started, we'd still be talking, give you illustration after illustration. I mean, it happened in my own life. It happened in the lives of others I know. Missionaries on the foreign field. Thousands of miles away from home, you see.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Lynette Hagin's CD titled, Whatever You Need, God's Got It. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's 3-CD set entitled, It Shall Come to Pass. We are also offering Kenneth E. Hagin's book entitled, Your Faith in God Will Work. These three items for the special price of only $25. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org, rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Once again, worldwide homecoming,
yes,
winter Bible
so
seminar.
Excited.
It's coming up fast. It's February 16th through the 21st, a Sunday night through a Friday. And
yes.
On Sunday night, there's one service at 6 p.m. But on Monday through Friday, it's 8:30, 9:30, and 10:30 a.m. And then a 7:30 p.m.
7 p.m. service.
Yes.
Yes. And you know, the world is coming home. A lot of the graduates from all over the world. Yes.
300 and something odd of them all over the world.
Yes.
And there will be on Thursday night. It's a special time. There will be
a
parade of flags.
Yes.
You just got to be here to see it and experience that. And it's right here on the Rhema USA campus. Just go to rhema.org/WBS,
yes,
and you can get all the information.
That's right. And there's some special leadership,
yes,
training,
yes,
for those working in the children's area, the youth area, the music and the media area. There's 9 hours that week of training for you. It's all free. And so we encourage you to come. And then, of course, at nighttime, we have children's services for those that are infants through the fifth grade.
Yes.
And just lots and lots of things.
Lots of things going on.
That's right.
Well, we want to thank you.
Monday, Kenneth E. Hagin will start a new and powerful teaching from the Rhema Archives. That's next week on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Have a great weekend.